It's important that your heart is healthy if you want to live a long and productive life. The same can be said for the life of a town. So what is at the heart of a town? We'll take a look at what can bring life back to your place on today's edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Whether you are a serious collector of antiques and the classics or just love old farm machinery, Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide is the one resource you'll enjoy. This book is jam-packed with prices, facts, and stories about all kinds of antique and classic farm equipment from the early 1900s to 1978. For only $29.95, you can use Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide as a trusted and valuable resource in pursuing your antique iron passion. Call 877-847-9599 or visit shopfarmjournal.com.
Ron Drake has much experience working with small towns, renovating homes and businesses. His passion is bringing downtowns back to life in some of America's smallest places.
Believe that it's possible in your town. What are you overlooking in terms of your core strengths or opportunities? What do you have that other people in different communities would want to see?
Ron wrote a book called Flip This Town, and he often goes to small towns to help them get the ball rolling on their own projects. He says you often need to see your community through someone else's eyes.
Part of that would be it's possible to have other communities rotate and shift and go to other communities and say, here's what I see.
Even if a town doesn't have all the answers, it could begin working to make its downtown better.
Clean up the buildings, remove the ugly facades on the outside, the sheet metal facades, it's all over the place. Everybody's afraid to death that the reason they put the metal over the front of the buildings is because the buildings are falling apart. That's not the case. That was just the cool thing to do in the 1950s and 60s. You know, remove all of those, get the pigeons out of the buildings, you know, just do something.
Ron hopes towns of all sizes will realize how vital those town centers are to what they hope to do.
We can't do anything strong if we have an unhealthy heart. And I really believe that's the same thing with community. Your heart's not healthy, and the heart being the downtown. I mean, that's where every one of these communities came from. Every artery to the community comes from the downtown. So if your downtown's not healthy, if your heart's not healthy, your community's not healthy.
Traveling the countryside in Siloam Springs, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McRae.